sound bites from the rallies. And we have participation from a number of different groups. We did try to do some outreach into communities that don't normally broadcast over the air. And we have a high percentage of Asian programming. So I believe we have 4 or 5 Asian programs by various groups around the city. And we're going to be talking about some really hot political issues. We have a program of Arab women speaking about violence against women around the world in the Islamic faith. We have a youth group that's going to be talking about activities with HIV and AIDS. So it's going to be a very exciting day, and we expect to get the schedule on the website so people will be able to look up and see what's going to be going on throughout the day. And in addition to that, we're also having an in-house celebration of women, and we're inviting the listeners to come down to the station. We're doing a little bit of a potluck, so there'll be some refreshments and food, and we've got some volunteers to come in to do Reiki treatment, so for women who are stressed out can come in and get a little bit of hands-on healing. And we're going to do, a couple of people will be coming in to do yoga, and I'll be offering some Qigong. And we decided that this is a day for women, but women often have to be stressed with the responsibilities of taking the time for themselves. So the in-house celebration is for women and their families. So by all means, bring your children, bring your daughters, your sons. And in the afternoon at about 2 o'clock, we're going to have a puppet show for the kids who want to come to the station. So if anyone is interested, please, by all means, come on Saturday. And if you want to get more details, or if you want to volunteer, because we still do need volunteers, we don't have anyone doing shoulder massage, you know, so that would be nice, call 212-209-2914, 212-209-2914, to make a connection with us. But you can certainly just come by during the day and check on the website, wbai.org. There's information there now, but we hope to flush it out with more details of the programs.
Maybe you can get those puppeteers to come to the staff, maybe.
That would be good.
We also have in the studio with us, as I said, we got a packed house today, Ursula Rudenberg, who is one of the co-coordinators of the outreach. Good morning, Ursula.
Morning, Bernard. Good morning to the listeners. First of all, the WBAI outreach team would like to join the rest of the station in thanking all of you who pledged to the station, and to all the volunteers who helped man the phones during the fund drive. excuse me. WBAI is New York metropolitan area's foremost community radio station, and especially in these dark times, it is an institution that we all treasure together. When Bokeem, I'm Ursula Rudenberg, and Bokeem Nayerde is the other half of the outreach team. We were hired as a temporary outreach coordinating team, and we came into the station as listeners and contributors to the station. And our job, so to speak, is to continue to help the efforts of the working community, the peace community, and the social justice community here in New York City, to promote their interest, to make sure that New York's WBAI is the media for the progressive community. And for the short time we've been here, we've worked with the Friends of BAI, who marched in the World Says No to War rally on February 15th. And we've worked with the Student Voices for Peace Youth Radio Collective to produce yesterday's live coverage of the National Student Strike. And we will continue to help with special events in the near future. And we would like to express to the to many of you who are part of peace groups, social justice organizations, environmental groups, cultural organizations, that we are your media. It is our goal to help you promote your events, to cover what you do. So please work with us. Use us to contact us. Use us to announce your upcoming events. And also, please let us know when the events are happening. And please bring our literature to your events. Help us bring flyers, bring information to your events as they happen so that people coming to these gatherings understand that, that WBAI is the media that is working in partnership with this community. Bokeem and I are also embarking on a large outreach campaign to spread the word about WBAI to new communities. And like I said, we do need your help with this. We will go to different individuals, groups, neighborhoods, and associations. And in order to do this, we need teams of volunteers to join in our speakers bureau that we will be training, and also in our leafleting teams. We have palm cards, we have new flyers, we have program guides, stickers, and are constantly creating new and exciting promotional materials for distribution. Please call us at 212-209-2969, which is the outreach office, if you're interested in helping us with this, or volunteer online at WBAI.org. You can also email us at outreach@WBAI.org, WBAI.org. And I'll repeat those at the end of my little presentation. We encourage you to let us know about any groups that would welcome an informational presentation from WBAI outreach team. And we are also pleased to announce what we're calling Fridays at BAI, which will begin on March 14th. Every Friday evening, there'll be open house for volunteers in the lobby of the station from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Stop by, enjoy the company of other WBAI listeners, and volunteer to help the station. And this will be a time when the station has various projects that just need a group of people to crank something else. We constantly need banners, mailers, poster making, things like that. Things that can be done in the atmosphere of a party and kind of enjoying some refreshments and conversation while you do it. So again, that'll be beginning March 14th on Fridays from 6 to 9 p.m. You can go online to WBAI.org to the volunteer page for lists of other ways to help volunteer, or call us at 212-209-2869. That's 209-2869. And our email address is outreach@WBAI. We welcome your input. We want to work together with you, the listeners, to continue to figure out how to bring community into the community radio station. And we welcome your suggestions. We look forward to working together and to grow our radio station together. And Bokeem, you want to just add a greeting?
Oh, good morning to the listeners. We encourage you to contact the outreach office, and we repeat that we want to come to other communities, and so we ask that you call 212-209-2869.
Okay, thank you, Bokeem. Both these individuals, although they work with outreach, are doing other things too. Ursula is working with Student Voices for Peace, one of our youth programs, a really good youth program. I suggest that you try and listen to it. It's coming on early. Hopefully we can move that to a time that students can hear it. But right now it comes on from 10:30 to 11:30 on Friday mornings. Bokeem also worked during this fund drive, trying to raise some funds with a program called Killing the Children of Iraq.
Oh, yes, with David Akuto.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so serving a variety of different roles. And now we go to Evelyn Andino Rosa. Good morning, Evelyn.
Good morning, Bernard. Okay. And good morning, listeners. Well, I'm the subscriptions director, and I'm pleased to say that and during the inputting of the data entry, which it's a little backlogged, but it will be completed. We have quite a few new listeners out there. There's quite a few new listeners, and there's people that have lapsed and haven't been, you know, supporters for a while. They've come back, and that's very encouraging, and it's great to see. Our drive was a great success. Unbelievable. But it's all good. And basically, I just want to encourage the listeners that have made pledges to please, please, please wait for their invoices before sending in the money, because sometimes we get in money and we don't know what to apply it to, and, you know, this way things will be straight and everybody gets, you know, their membership cards, you know, as soon as possible. And as far as the premiums going out, like once everything is in the system, we'll print out, you know, at the end we'll print out how many things need to be ordered, and those things will be shipped out, you know, as soon as possible by Paul Ashby and, of course, Richie O'Kellian and Lambert Marksman as well. As far as the invoices, I mean, we're trying to get those out as soon as possible as well. Encouraging the listeners to please be patient. We did not forget about you. It's just it's taking a little bit more time than usual due to the fact that, you know, training people for the data entry, you know, more frequently this drive than before, as well as trying to get the data entry inputted, as myself included, doing the daily work. If you send in your payments and your checks within the last 2 weeks, those two by the end of next week, the latest, everything should be in the system. And I'm encouraging people to call in then to find out whether or not, you know, we received your, you know, your payments. If our listeners happen to get an invoice and they have already sent in their payments, please just give me a call at 212-209-2845, and you know, I'll make a note of that. And basically that's it. I just very thankful.
2845.
Yes.
Hope you get ready.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Also, Matthew Finch. Thank you, Evelyn. Matthew Finch, Public Affairs Director, interim, has...
extremely interim, actually.
More interim than ever.
Yes, that's true. Well, let me... First of all, we do have an announcement to make about a transfer that will be happening in just a few days, and that concerns me, it concerns Mark Leosa, who's also in the studio, and it concerns a voice that you've heard already, and that is Kathy Davis. After her work doing Point on International Women's Day, after she's gotten more than a dose of what it's like to be a bureaucrat on the ground here at WBAI, we're going to exploit her in a huge way and invite her to sit where I've been sitting for the last 11 months or so. So Kathy will be coming aboard, again, in an interim capacity as the Public Affairs Director around about the 20th or 21st of this month. And I will be transferring back into the arts department. When next we meet, I'll be your arts director, and I'll have some things to say about that. One observation I do want to make is that on our last report to the listener, Don, you talked about the confusion some listeners pick up when people make announcements, sadly. When I said I'm going back to immerse myself in ideas and music and poetry, I got calls from longtime listeners saying, I'm so sorry to hear you're leaving the station. Well, this is a place of ideas and music and poetry, and it will remain so. And that that approach is even more important now as we come into very dangerous times and times when the individual spirit can be destroyed, almost literally. Just as bodies are destroyed overseas, they're destroyed here, and it all impacts on the inner body of individuals, and we also need to be addressing that. That said, a few details about our plans for the next few weeks. As Ursula said, you know, in this day of the Internet, things move much more quickly than they used to, and the outreach that's going on is passionate and professional. But I do want to remind any of you who are in community organizations that if that you have to approach us, you have to give us more than 6 hours lead time to announce your event. We don't want to disappoint you, but when people show up saying, this is happening tonight, can you get me a card on the air, and it's 4 p.m, there's very little we can do. So hopefully if these relationships become real and become stronger, individual organizations of whatever variety will try to include us in their planning rather than coming to us at the 11th hour. That would work out best for us. It would work out best for you. And, of course, the listeners will be able to know what's going on. So let me announce that tonight at 6:30, the Judson Memorial Church will be holding forth with a poetry reading against the war. It will include the likes of Galway Kinnell, who's been on this air, Robert Bly, who's also been on this air, and many, many other names that you know and names that you may want to learn. And that begins around 6:30 tonight at the Judson Memorial Church. And we've been given permission to record this event and use it in our ongoing coverage of this invasion if it should happen. I want to echo also something that Jose had said before, which is that the great danger of all media, and us included, when we go into a period like this is the tunnel vision. And there are two kinds. One of them is that we must, of necessity, broadcast the press conferences and the analysis of presidents, secretaries of state, and the military to inform you. But we can't leave it there. So what you will be hearing, I suspect, in our coverage, there will be times when you will be quite surprised to hear some of the voices you will hear, but we have to bring them to you. However, we will provide an analysis of what they are saying that will be unlike what you will hear, I'm almost certain, anywhere else in electronic media. So we want you to listen closely and listen around the clock when that happens. But there is also a danger in us losing sight of what happens in our communities, in our city, and also what happens around the world. If the whole world is looking towards Iraq and that region, what could some dictator, bloodthirsty dictator of any political stripe, get away with halfway around the world from there? So we're going to try to keep our ears to the ground in other parts of the world during this time, because those may be stories that are going to be just as big and have just as much implications for the future of this planet, and no one is going to be looking towards them. So we're going to try, especially network-wide and with the help of Free Speech Radio News and Democracy Now! Certainly, and the other producers in the shop, to supply that to you. There's a lot of other issues to get to. I just want to say that in addition to these duties, I am also a member of the Program Council here at WBAI, and the Program Council has a lot of work to do and has been working very hard in a very difficult circumstance, and we will be addressing some of these recent changes in our own fashion in the next few days, and trying to give our input and our perspective on that in the name of keeping this place steady. I said 2 years ago that folks have to recognize that this institution is vast, it's gigantic, it's poor. Yes, it's rich. Yes, it's also extremely fragile. And it's fragile in material ways. It's also fragile in human ways. And at a time like this, it's very important for people to be generous with each other and to pull together and not to have each other's backs. We have to have each other's backs right now, no matter what our individual differences might be. It's very important. It's probably more important now than ever, because we do recognize that we have enemies out there, and we have people who seriously want to see this institution derailed as never before. Bernard, maybe I'll leave it there for now.
Okay. We had a card here talking about a program that's going to take place tomorrow at the Breck Forum having to do with the Indian Point. Michi Okako is going to be there. But that card seems to have disappeared. But so I urge you to attend the forum having to do with Indian Point and some of the safety aspects of Indian Point. Some questions have been raised about it being a target of a terrorist attack, and as well as just what people in that area of the city, well, the area of New York, are doing as it relates to Indian Point. Indian Point just a couple of miles from here. Anything happens in Indian Point happens here just a few minutes later. So hopefully you will come out. That's a Saturday at the Breck Forum. I think it's about 11 o'clock. 11 to 5? Okay, so make sure you attend that. We also have with us in the studio Bob Lederer, who has been doing a lot of work around our website. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Bernard and everyone. It's great to be here. I am privileged to have been named by Don Rojas as the temporary editor of our revitalized website, as well as our soon-to-be-restored Folio, our program magazine, which I'll get to in a minute. But first, I'd like to say it's been quite exciting to be able to assemble a team of people, both on the technical side and on the content side, to completely revamp and expand our website from top to bottom. And as Don mentioned, we were able to relaunch it on February 22nd. With a tremendous amount of new information, and we hope to be an ongoing service to our listeners, both to explain and set forth in much more detail what we're about and what all of our programs bring to people, but also to be a portal for progressive news locally, nationally, and globally, so that people can stay in touch on a text level in a way that's more lasting than the broadcast that not everyone is able to hear. So let me just briefly go through the different parts of the site for those who have not had a chance to look at it. And that address, of course, is wbai.org. And as I said, the news is going to be an important part of this. We've made agreements with at least six independent progressive news services from around the world to be able to carry their text on our site. And, of course, this includes our own news programs that we have here, such as Democracy Now! And Free Speech Radio News, that the text that they have will be partially on our site. And so we're going to have sections on local, national, global, and also specialized areas such as repression, which is unfortunately a rising problem here in the country. And you'll see on the site today the latest crisis befalling one of our own producers, Farouk Abdelmouti, a Palestinian activist who's been in Immigration Naturalization Service detention for almost a year, as well as action alerts. We want to be an outlet for organizations that need to bring pressure on the government over different issues. And in the future, we hope to beef up, we hope to really get rolling with a section on arts and culture news, as well as health news. And then in terms of programming, we already have a really thorough program schedule up there with descriptions briefly of each show. And in the coming weeks, we are working very closely with the producers to get up individual pages on each of the over 100 programs that are on our air that will give you a lot more background about the programs and the hosts themselves. Hopefully we'll start to get a regular flow of ongoing announcements about upcoming programs that many of them are doing. And then in terms of the station itself, we already have quite a few pages up that give you background about how the station works and what some of our institutions and committees are. Very soon we hope to put up a very comprehensive history of Pacifica and of WBAI. As Don mentioned, there is a page where you can pledge directly online in a secure fashion. There's a volunteer sign-up sheet that we urge anyone who's interested in participating to go and visit. And then finally, there's some interactive sections. There's a forum that anyone can sign on to and express themselves either on station matters or on community and world news. We have a links page, which we're just starting to build with the foundation provided by the Brecht Forum, a lot of progressive organizations and media outlets that you can directly click onto through our site. And then the thing that I think is most exciting is the community calendar. And this is something that I think is going to revolutionize the ability to get out the word about your events. Because not only will there be the community bulletin board, which we've had on our air for a long time, which airs three times a day, but only has 5 minutes and has to be highly selective, but our website has unlimited space. And so you can submit your own event so subject only to the editing by the editor and selection to make sure that it's appropriate for the mission of Pacifica by simply filling out a very easy form on the site, and then you'll be able to see everything that's going on throughout the tri-state area. So that's a really important feature. And I want to just really thank some of the key people who've worked extremely hard to make this site the beautiful site that it is, and particularly our designer, Roger Manning, as well as our webmaster, Tony Ryan, and the Pacifica webmaster, Pete Caracas, who've done tremendous work, and all of the volunteers on all the different aspects, both technical and content, who really done a tremendous job. Finally, just a quick word about the program guide. Those of you longer time listeners may remember the folio. It was suspended by the prior Pacifica administration, unfortunately, about 7 years ago, but we're proud to say that we're going to be bringing it back starting in June. It will be a partnered publication with the Brecht Forum, the progressive educational organization here in Manhattan. We'll be part of their program catalog. And it'll be bringing you program highlights and informative articles about what's going on at the station and in the community and the world. And so look forward to that. And all of you who have pledged to become members of the station will be getting that in the mail on a quarterly basis starting this summer. So there's a lot of excitement going on. If you have suggestions or material that you want to propose to be published on the website, please email us. All the information is on the website, and also for those of you who may be frustrated sometimes not knowing who to ask about what question you have about the station, there's a contact page with all the phone numbers and email addresses that you might need.
Thank you very much for that, Bob Lederer. Packed house this morning. It is 8:26. You are listening to WBAI in New York, Peace and Justice Radio, and we have one more presentation coming to you. Let's see, it's about 32 degrees outside, so make sure you dress warmly. We have with us, joining us now before we go to our telephones, is Mark Leoso, who's the interim arts director here at WBAI. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Bernard. Good morning, everybody, and good morning, listeners. I'd like to first thank everyone for the past 11 months, 19 days, and let's see, 8 hours and 27 minutes for all their patience and support during my reign in the arts department. I'd also really like to thank all the phone volunteers, especially the folks who came in and stayed overnight and manned the phones while we were fundraising 24/7. Special shout out to you folks. For the arts, I was hoping, and I'm working on getting more involvement in the various communities throughout the city. And I'm sure Matthew will continue in that vein because that seems to be the current. Everyone is moving. It's a very fluid time, especially here at the station. So stay tuned and keep on listening. I'm sure there'll be lots of surprises. Bernard, it's all yours.
Okay, that was short. I know Bob Lederer had something that he wanted to add, as well as Evelyn Andino.
Yes, sorry, I just wanted to make an appeal to any people who are interested in working on the website in any capacity, whether it's as a news editor or a writer or on the technical side as far as coding, and we also really could use a photo editor. Please contact us through the website. There is a volunteer page you can sign up, and it'll probably take about a week for us to get back to you, but we do appreciate your interest and want to work with as many people as possible.
Yes, Evelyn?
Yeah, and I just wanted to also emphasize what Bob said in reference to the community bulletin board. I want to apologize to those people who do submit their events, and we are not able to get it on due to the fact that we only have 5 minutes or so to, you know, put everything together. But that we are very, very excited about being able to put it on the web, for people to be able to put it on the website themselves. This way everyone will be able to see what their event is, and this way they're not, you know, kept, you know, left out or anything like that. So please use that WBAI
community calendar.
Community calendar. It'll be very, very beneficial to everyone. Thank you.
Okay.
And one last thing. It's very exciting. We're now going to have
like
the evening
Columbo,
news.
You know?
That's right.
One more thing.
We're going to actually have, we have already the news broadcast, the local news every night is up, the sound file for those of you who can access sound through your computers will be, and then replaced the next night with the next broadcast. Plus, we have links to the sound files permanently for Democracy Now! And Free Speech Radio News. So if you miss it, you can get it through the website. And just finally, I really want to urge people who if you don't have access to the internet, talk to your friends that do and ask them to print out some of the material, program schedule and upcoming highlights, and let's spread this word around and break down the digital divide.
Okay. And we will be taking a few of your phone calls. You can call us here at area code 212-209-2900. That's 212-209-2900. Ibrahim, formerly Dollar Brand and Cape Town French. Let's see, we can take a few of your phone calls. BAI, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to your host of the other programs. Bernard, you're doing quite well in remembering to announce the songs that you're playing. I applaud you on that.
Took long enough, didn't it?
Hey, better late than never. Anyway, what I wanted to say was that maybe considering that this is International Women's Month, one of the things that maybe needs to be talked about on one of the shows is some unfinished business that has to do with a statue that's in the rotunda of the Capitol building, which was talked about, it might be about 10 years ago. Do you remember that, Bernard? Which has to do with Soldier and the Truth?
Yes, I do.
That is still incomplete. And I think that the conversation should be revisited as far as it being complete, because as I think we remember is that there were going to be just all white folks on that bus of the many different women, Stanton along with three or four other people, and the conversation was about putting Soldier and a Truth's face on this bus. And until recently, I haven't heard any conversation in that direction.
Okay.
I don't think that should be forgotten.
All right. I'll tell you what. We'll try and do some more additional research on that.
You know, I think that it's important, you know, to find out, to start from the beginning, to find out how it started, how it stopped, and what we can do to continue to make sure that it does happen.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. BAI, you're on the air.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I have two questions. Number one, I'm extremely upset that the interim Pacifica National Board meeting that's being held in L.A. this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is not going to be aired in its totality instead of editing it on BAI, because I, like about 50% of your subscribers, do not have a computer to follow the meetings, which were broadcast prior to your coming on board, Don. So question number one to you, Don, is do you not understand how important these meetings in their totality are to BAI subscribers, which are more important to me than yet another war coverage or women's collective programming. So why is BAI not going to air these meetings in their totality?
WBAI has aired these meetings, as you correctly pointed out, in their totality, and we will continue to do that in the future. There have been several of these meetings over the last year, but there is only one day out of the entire calendar year that is devoted to programming by the women's collectives to celebrate and International Women's Day. And it just so happens that this is happening this weekend.
Or is that just an excuse?
No, it is not an excuse. These programs have been in the planning for several weeks. They involve literally dozens of women producers here at the station, and as Kathy Davis pointed out earlier on, many new producers who have come to WBAI for the first time. In addition to that, there is going to be live coverage of the Women's Peace March in Washington, D.C., also on Saturday. We have no control over the postponement of the Interim National Pacifica Board's meeting, which was supposed to have been last weekend, to this weekend. We got word of the postponement at the very last hour, and it is extremely difficult to cancel programming that has been planned and pre-produced in many cases weeks in advance.
Why can you not just record the other women's collective programming and put? I feel like it's an excuse, and whoever I'd like to know who changed the date.
What date?
Of the IPNB meeting.
That is the decision of the IPNB. That is not a decision of the WBAI management.
Yeah. Matthew, you.
No, since we need other callers, I'll just let my comment pass.
Okay. And thank you very much for your call. BAI, you're on the air.
Good morning, Bernard.
Good morning.
Mr. Rojas.
Good morning.
Thank you, everybody else. Listen, you know, Mark Twain said the difference between a right word and a wrong word is the difference between lightning and a lightning bug. And I think the recent brouhaha was over just one word. And if I may, just play this portion of 10 seconds so this thing doesn't snowball. As you know, the last big fundraiser, the most ever, before Utrecht and so forth, you know, brought the thing down into such debt. There was the most money ever raised. And I think this one, I don't want to see something get repeated. And so if I may just play this little segment so this could be cleared up, and I hope Gary's out there listening, maybe this will help. The one word, I think it'll be obvious to most listeners.
What I consider disturbing news to share with you, and depending upon your perspective, you may or may not agree. There are several things I would like to say in just the next moment, then we'll go to our program. As many of you know, tomorrow is my 25th anniversary on WBAI. What an appropriate wake-up call when I received a letter yesterday from Bernard White, station program director, informing me without discussion or pre-notice that my program was of little or no value and would be canceled as of Wednesday.
Okay, that was the portion, as of Wednesday. Now, I think he thought that it was the whole program, which I think would have upset a lot of us. One day is a big difference between a whole week, so I hope that he gets that message. And it's clarified so that we can continue on, because as Matthew said, we are up against a big, big tyranny that's going on here with the democracy being subverted all over the place. And we all need to be unified, and we all need to keep the egos at the door. And I wish you all well, and as a devoted listener, let's stay unified in this. Let's stay, as in families, there are a little bickerings now and then, but let's keep the big picture in mind and carry on with our wisdom, our thoughts, and our compassion. And that's basically what I have to say.
Okay.
Thank you.
And thank you very much. And another thing that was wrong, too, is that, you know, of course, Gary Nell's program is of value to this radio station, as are the other programs that come on WBAI. They are of value. People are giving their time and their energy in an attempt to try and help WBAI, because after all, it's helping WBAI that's the real issue here. BAI, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
All right. There's been a question I wanted to address to the WBI staff for a while pertaining to a program that used to be aired in the mornings, hosted by a Dr. Rashmi Mayor, I believe that is.
Yes.
Those are Voices of the South.
Yes, Dr. Rashmi Mayor had a stroke, and he has...
Did he pass away?
No, he didn't.
Okay.
But he's still unable to speak.
Oh.
And he has moved back to India.
Okay.
And hopefully, we all hope that he recovers from his stroke.
Okay. So what about the issues, you know, that was addressed pertaining to, like, environmental, you know, change and, you know, the ecology of the planet and so forth? I mean, I really haven't heard any too much programming going on pertaining to that topic since, you know, he was, you know, underwent his unfortunate incident.
Okay.
Well, caller, there are a few. Yes, and first of all, let me say that it was in deference to Rashmi Mayor's family that we didn't run to the air and talk about his medical condition. Really, any private information of any producer really shouldn't be given out unless that producer or next of kin or whomever give us the permission to sort of pull back the veil. What I would do is I would recommend to you three shows that have been touching on these issues in various ways. One of them is the pilot program Ecologic, which alternates on Tuesday mornings at 11 a.m. Another program that I think approaches the concept of Voices of the South in a very energetic way is the one that precedes that program, and that's the Global Movement's Urban Struggles program, with Deepa Fernandez and Biju Matthew and others, which is Tuesday mornings at 10 a.m. And finally, I've been talking to Shelton Walden of Walden's Pond, who you can normally hear on at 1 p.m. on Sunday. And he has been thinking very, very seriously of moving much more into the range of ecology and talking about some of these global issues and how, as they relate to sort of practical, physical ecology that Shelton always deals with. So those are three programs that are picking up the slack, I think, to a degree.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's ecology of your domicile.
That's right. That's right.
Which is as well as
First Voices.
First Voices, which Native American program that talks about how the ecology is being devastated.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I also think it was a good move, though, to, before I even say what I'm going to say, what is the new programming for Global Medicine Review? Is that to be aired for 2 hours instead of one now?
Yes, on Wednesdays.
Okay, yeah, I believe that was a good move because, you know, he definitely provided, you know, like an alternative means of, you know, approaching, you know, ailments and so forth like that are not really, you know, discussed and put out there too much, you know, as it is really needed.
Okay.
Yeah, so I believe that was a good thing. But also, you know, I'm glad that you cleared up the misunderstanding with the whole Gary Noll thing because, you know, I didn't really get to hear all the details. And I was under the impression, too, that he was being, you know, booted out of BAI. So I'm grateful for that.
Okay.
That he isn't. So.
Well, thank you very much for your call.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. BAI, you're on the air.
Well, good morning, Bernard. Good morning to your staff and program director. I was just calling because I was concerned. I wanted to express the compliment to you regarding the change in programming with the expansion, particularly the correspondence of up the Hudson and Long Island. I think that's a great approach to the news coverage in the region. And I wanted to mention concerns about the poetry reading that was conducted late that evening last Friday. Very enjoyable. I love poetry and spoken word, but I'm concerned about the words that were used, which are somewhat barred by the FCC, and my concern was that we'd get slapped with a lawsuit or some sort of fine, which would only impinge upon our ability to fundraise. So I wanted to know if one would be concerned more with addressing that poets are those that speak on the radio, try to restrict the nature of their words, understanding that the program, the radio station really shouldn't have to there a possibility of a lawsuit in light of what's going on with the FCC? Thank you, and keep up the good work.
Okay, thank you. Well, you know, according to the FCC, after 10 o'clock, you are allowed to use Frank language, the Frank language of poetry, which was used that night. One of the things that we failed to do was in a timely fashion give a disclaimer or tell people that they were about to hear the Frank language of poetry, and if it upset them, that they should tune away. But so noted. We thank you for that concern. BAI, you're on the air. Hello? Okay, let's travel down here. BAI, you're on the air.
Oh, great. Good morning.
Good morning.
Two questions. One, who decides which jobs are going to be paid jobs and which are unpaid jobs, and on what basis is the decision made? And then I'll wait on my second question.
Okay, this is Don Rojas, the general manager. The decision is based upon the amount of time, effort, and energy that is required to perform a particular job. If the tasks are ongoing, if they are daily tasks, for example, then that helps to determine and define the paid positions here at WBAI. But I would hasten to add that the majority of our on-air producers, for example, over two-thirds of them, are volunteer producers. They are unpaid staff members, and they contribute their talent and their time and their energy in ways that the station is just unable to compensate them monetarily, and we are extraordinarily grateful for their input.
Okay. Then the second question is, I don't understand the difference in responsibilities between the program director and the program committee, is it?
No, there's a program council.
Council, okay.
Yes. The program director is the paid staff management person responsible for all aspects of programming. The program council is a democratic body comprised of other members of staff as well as volunteers and members of the local advisory board whose task it is to advise the program director and to provide counsel in how programs are shaped, how programs are evaluated, how programs are determined in where they should be placed in the program schedule, etc. It is an advisory body to the program director.
Pedro Power. Hello?
No, it doesn't.
It does not.
No.
Okay. Last question. The Moorish Orthodox program that's on Tuesday night, he announced he's going on sabbatical. When is he returning?
Oh, I don't know. I'll have to check with him on that.
You mean he's just is taking off without letting you know?
Well, did he let you know, Matthew?
Did not let me know, but it's important to note that Bill Weinberg is not the only producer of that program. I'll be in touch with that crew and see exactly where it's at and how we deal with it.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much for your call. BAI, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Sandra.
Hi, Sandra.
The only station pretty much that I listen to, and you know how much I love it. All my writing, all my art has BAI in it. But as somebody said, get rolling. I got to raise consciousness more about wheelchair access. And best wishes and thoughts to Rashmi Mayor, lovely man. On the last show he had taken calls, I was urging people to be aware of wheelchair users. I'm pretty much homebound. When I get out, there's a sign on my wheelchair that says, listen to BAI and the call, you know, 99.5. In the last 10 days, three of four places I wanted to go to in Manhattan are not wheelchair accessible. It gets very aggravating. Judson Memorial Church is not wheelchair accessible. I want to say Mark Leosa's Tuesday Arts Magazine had listings stating what places were wheelchair accessible, and that's very much appreciated. I only use BAI. I cannot, because of my disabilities, until they make it accessible. I can't use the internet. So I am very much BAI, and I urge for other people who are not print users that the that you have an audio cassette edition of the folio. And I'm always urging people to listen, and a lot of people are very frustrated, not me, because I can tune in pretty much any time. And when I do go out, I carry the radio with me at BAI listening. But a lot of people have no idea what's on when, and they're always griping to me about it. But my final thing is, please raise consciousness about wheelchair access. There's at least 10,000 of us in Manhattan. And that's all I have to say, and okay. I love you. Think of us.
Thank you very much. BAI, you're on the air.
Yeah, good morning, brother.
Good morning.
How you doing?
All right, how are you?
Welcome aboard, Dan.
Thank you, sir.
Listen, Brother Bernard, yesterday when Gary spoke, you got on right after him, and you said that you will not tolerate the attack on any producer on this station. Is that correct?
Yeah, I said that we have a rule here where you just don't, we will not take personal attacks against
producers. And I agree with you. Well, let me ask you this. What about Utrice? I've heard you personally assaulted her on the air.
No, you have not. You have not.
Brother,
have not heard that.
Just a moment, brother.
No, I'm not gonna. You've not heard me assault anybody on the air. That is something that I'm not a part of, and I don't know if anybody here around this table has been a part of. We just don't do that. So, thank you very much for your call. BAI, you're on the air.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I turned in a little late, so I'm not sure if this area was discussed. There is no programming for children on the radio. And I'm talking maybe like 13 or 14 and under. I know there are only so many hours in a day, but I was wondering if there could be some type of literary programming or folk music programming. Just an hour, just an oasis of quiet and peace for children have you seen what's on Saturday morning television?
Yes, yeah. I have.
You know, except for PBS. And I mean, you know, Mr. Rogers just passed away. Something needs to replace that. I think something needs to rein the brain of a child in and to know that not everything is Power Rangers and, you know, war, and that they can have an hour or two of just wonderment.
Okay.
And that's all I have to say.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, and hope you have a wonderful day in the neighborhood. It is 8:52. Coming up in a few moments will be Democracy Now!, so make sure you stay tuned for that. Let's see, should we take one more? Would everyone like to make a statement?
Yeah, no, I think we should take a couple more. The boards are lit up there.
All
but
right. BAI, you're on the air.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I just want to say that there was the discussion of the Inter-Pacific and National Board meeting taking place this weekend and the large issue of passing the bylaws. There seems to be the largest discussion was around diversity, and we've been discussing the bylaws for well over a year now. There is a danger of postponing the bylaws signing any longer because, as anybody knows, the settlement that was agreed upon has a conservative judge, Sabra, from California, is overseeing the bylaws discussion and the passing of these bylaws and the what will happen next. We've asked for one postponement already, an extension, if you will, to discuss these issues further, and to Saturday will be a vote. Diversity is very important, and the way it's been couched, it sounds like that nobody cares about diversity except WBAI, and that's just not true. The fact is that the whole local advisor, the interim Pacific and National Board people on the bylaws committee, including Carol Spooner, who seems to always be talked about in a negative fashion, has worked very long and hard on these issues. And we cannot forget that there are still five hijackers on the interim Pacific and National Board, one who still doesn't mind discussing about selling one of the licenses. So it's imperative that the bylaws get passed. There are issues with the diversity, and there have been some different ways of handling it since one of the lawyers that wrote the bylaws decided or was it came along with California corporate law, nonprofit law, and FCC and CPB funding that it is illegal to have quotas. And as we know now, there's the Michigan University case that's taking place. So the prudent thing in order to make sure that Pacifica does continue, and not have lawsuits over diversity, is to have an affirmative action policy that that encourages the diversity that we want, but that is not in the bylaws that can bring a lawsuit against us. And that is the thing. There is nothing, absolutely any law or any forced bylaws issue that is going to take the place of outreach. There's nothing that's going to do that. So it is seems to be the thing that nobody wants to talk about is that it is in the outreach, getting the candidates and using the proportional representation, which helps a lot in the way of having this diverse board and in the station and everywhere. So I would just encourage people to email the IPNB at pacifica.org and encourage them to pass these bylaws. And also, there's a huge discussion of notes and information, and the bylaws themselves are available at www.wbai.net.
And of course, you can also hear the IPNB meeting over the internet at wbix.org.
And at kpftx.org also, which is another stream.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your call. All right. It's 8:56, and that's not what I thought that was. And we're going to be moving out of here and making way for the next program. Don, any final remarks?
Well, just want to thank all of my colleagues who came in to join me on this report to the listener. This is an exercise we do each month. We very much appreciate your support to the listeners who tune in to hear what we have to report to them. Thank you for your attention. And also thank you for your feedback. The calls that came in today, the calls that have come in on a regular basis, as well as the many emails that we get giving us ideas and suggestions and constructive criticisms. Keep those coming. All of that can only help to make the station a better place for you, the listener, and indeed a beacon for truth, peace, and justice here in the New York area.
And thank you. Coming up next will be Democracy Now. Stay tuned.
Over the golden sky, imagine all the people living for today. Imagine there's no country isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or